Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Mac has got to be up early. Play coach is busy this school holidays, is it?
They're off to Bendigo tomorrow, Tom. Looking forward to seeing the youngsters up there to have some lot of footy fun with them.
Does Bendigo still exist? Does the world exist beyond Geelong?
Some people would say, geez, why do you want to drive to Bendigo? It'd just be nice to get out of Geelong for the first time in about 3 months.
Absolutely. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Hopefully speaking with Stephen Motlop shortly. Port Adelaide 61, Collingwood 45 tonight to ensure the Port Adelaide take out the minor premiership. They will play Geelong in a qualifying final. Brisbane and Richmond in the other. Then the two elimination finals we'll see, of course, the Magpies fly west to take on the Eagles and St Kilda to play the Bulldogs. Now, Benny, we've posed a question on the KFC Twitter because now we know who the Cats are going to play in a qualifying final. We know it's going to be Port Adelaide. We've just asked Cat fans how they're feeling about that, and the responses have come thick and fast.
Yeah, Michael Britton just put a little gif up there with The Rock just saying, just bring it. So he's obviously he's pretty happy. Frey Smith, it is the first quarter that worries me. Can just see Port getting a jump on us early with their pressure, and they really feed off their fans. Just hope Geelong are on right from the start. Sean O'Neill, it's going to be a long 2 weeks for Cleary. The Hawk is coming. Liam Vertigan, depends if they turn up and play good footy like we all know they can. If they rock up and play like they did last time, they'll be hard to beat. Adelaide Oval worries me. Paul, I just don't think the Cats are playing well enough right now. The old Harry Gowdy suggesting our inability to win big games is what scares me. I'm not very confident. And old Yerrick James at the CJ Heap 88, as long as we don't bring the smugness, the head's ballooned out at halftime against the Bombers. Mm. So Cat fans, a little bit of a mixed emotion there. Kingy, they're obviously happy to be in top four, but having to travel and there's going to be some fans there, so there'll be some serious crowd noise. And Port Adelaide are in really good form. So I wonder who'll go in. Who do you think will go in as favourite in that game? Who do you think the bookmakers will make favourite?
Port Adelaide.
Port.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a significant win tonight. Collingwood are a quality team, and they had their measure for a fair bit of the night.
They are undermanned, though, Collingwood. I mean, no side bottom, no Phillips, no Howe. Who else is that? Kingy or the guru of who's out?
Side bottom.
I mentioned him. They got two side bottoms.
Sorry, Phillips, Howe. Sorry, I was just actually doing in my head who the Cats would play if they were to lose, but I'm just trying to work out which winning elimination finals.
Don't worry, think 8 weeks in advance. Just worry about next week.
Howe, Main, Phillips and side bottom.
Okay, so there's four players there. Yeah, look.
Well, they're not getting Howe and Sidebottom back.
No, and they're probably.
And Main's no guarantee first final.
Howe and Sidebottom are probably two of their best five.
Yep.
I agree, this was a really good performance tonight from Port. I thought Collingwood might have got the chockies, but they stood tall. And what we saw, Macca, was in past, Port Adelaide have played some really good home and away footy at times, but when the real heat's come on, they've been a bit flaky. And I think that's what's sort of in the back of a lot of pundits' minds. But that form tonight certainly wasn't flaky. It was anything but. So you probably couldn't get a better preparation. They didn't appear to get any injuries on face value. They got a really hard hit out against a good team. They stood tall all night. They basically led from, well, no, they didn't. There was a few lead changes. But Collingwood never led by any more than 4 points in the game, and that was in the second term. So it was a really, really solid performance, and they had an even spread from everyone. I just wonder, do you think they stick with Marshall as a second forward? I mean, he was playing on a bloody good player tonight in Darcy Moore. He hardly had a kick. He kicked the one goal, and that's actually when Moore, I think, might have been off the ground. But do you reckon they go with that two-pronged forward line against the Cats in Marshall and Dixon?
Well, yeah, Dixon, obviously. Yeah, you would. Just to engage their tall defenders and stop them coming apart or some coming together and helping each other. But he's played all year, that boy. I know they rate him, Kenny rates him very highly because of his integrity and his character. And even tonight, he was playing, as you say, on a bloody good player. You were allowed to say that on the radio, but
yes.
You said it anyway. A bloody good player, Darcy Moore. But the longer the game went, he started to have a more influence. And that's what character and integrity is. That the game doesn't always come to you, and good quality young men just have a way of just continuing to work and grind away and put themselves in the game. And that's all you want with a tall forward. You just want them to keep presenting and at best bring the ball to ground. If they clunk a few, that's a bonus.
Right now, Benny, let's have a look at the stats for Kerr's High before we roll into our steamatic standout. Still trying to get hold of Stephen Motlop to have a chat to for Geelong Marine World. We'll keep persisting and see how we go before we go off air in the next few minutes. But let's start with you, Benny. Kerr's High stats, key numbers out of the night, please.
Yeah. Port had 9 more inside 50s. They had 12 more clearances. Pies were plus 3 in contested possession. Pies also plus 11 in tackles. Disposal split down the middle. Individually, Rockliffe 30. Gray had 25 and 7 clearances. Rockliffe had 10 clearances to go with his 30 touches. Houston 23. Wines had 23. Boak had 21. And for the Pies, Adams 26, Crisp 25, Treloar 24, and Pendlebury had 23 touches.
Thank you for that, Benny. Macca, you got the Steamatic standout. Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. Who is your Steamatic standout tonight?
Houston for Port Adelaide. He just played the role beautifully, and a lot of his work was aided and abetted by pressure through the midfield, but his ability to just read the cues and come off his man, and he stopped them at critical times tonight. He's really maturing into a great player.
Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Dan Houston, our Steamatic standout tonight. Thank you for that, Macca.
The signature homes and city to surf solar, fifth quarter.